This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
People lining up early in the morning to pay their respects at the church where the Bushes went for 50 years. That's where we begin. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right off the start, we speak with Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Bob, so 41 leaves Washington to come to Texas, is in Texas now, the body of the former president. It was an emotional day, though, at the National Cathedral. And then I thought there seemed like there may have been some awkward moments, which, of course, were caught on video, meaning the president and the first lady sat next to the Obamas. Everybody shook hands. It seemed nice enough to me. But then Bill Clinton was further down the row, and it was kind of like face forward. Did it seem awkward to you or nah?
Some just beautiful moments. Bob Dole being lifted out of the wheelchair, assisted to salute. I mean, just wonderful moments. George Bush, 43, giving candy to Michelle Obama. He likes to give candy out.
Yes.
I mean, just a wonderful eulogy, et cetera. And when the president came in, you know, I was watching President Obama shook his hand, and then Michelle Obama. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And then you can see Hillary's face sort of like looking, and then she nodded, and Bill Clinton's. Yeah, that was a very icy moment, you know, obviously, for the two. But that was really kind of the only moment on a, quote, political basis of the entire thing, you know. It was an amazing service, and what a wonderful bipartisan outpouring for Bush 41.
I agree with you. Bipartisan outpouring. Mm-hmm. I thought that GW was emotional, but really kind of captured the man, and it was a really, really fitting, fabulous ceremony. For people who don't know, that cathedral, the Washington National Cathedral, is incredible. I've been there.
Gorgeous.
Certainly not here. It's gorgeous. This was invitation only, of course.
Right.
You had historian John Meacham, who talked about him because, of course, he did a book on him and knew him. And it was, I don't know, I agree with you. I think that you come
Everything.
Away with this, that it was really well done and that you had Democrats and Republicans there.
Right, and as far as funerals go, oh my goodness, politics is horrible, but you do rate funerals, let's face it, you know, in politics.
Yeah.
And as far as funerals go, I mean, McCain's we thought was, you know, fairly, you know, grand and bipartisan. This was super, you know, bipartisan and just very, very, very little detraction at all. It was quite amazing.
Absolutely. In the meantime, what's interesting is a bipartisan group of senators is introducing a measure that says the Saudi Arabia's crown prince is complicit in the killing of the journalist Khashoggi. What do you make of that?
Well, Kate, you and I have talked about this whole MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, for a long time. I have, since day one, been a denouncer of Mohammed bin Salman. I lived in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, ran a company there. In Congress, I worked with Saudi Arabia. I knew from day one, he was not what the media was, you know, portraying him as the great liberator of women. That was nonsense. He wasn't. He allowed them to drive, which half the people don't want to drive over there anyway. You know, they have drivers. But everything, he had the media eating out of his hand, expensive lobby groups making him look good. He has always been known over there as a monster. He imprisoned his own mother under house arrest because she was warning the king, who has dementia, to not let him be the crown prince. Think about that for a second. And then he imprisoned people in the Ritz-Carlton, extorted billions from them, and they killed a man in the Ritz-Carlton. I think he was beaten to death or something. So from day one, I really felt, usually it's, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. I felt day one he was behind this. And I watched Lindsey Graham and Senator Corker, and they came out, and in no uncertain terms, they said he would be convicted in 30 minutes in a court. You know, they have seen some private secret, you know, information that I am sure has some type of solid, either his voice talking, some type of solid connection to ordering the murder of Khashoggi. And I've got to tell you, Kate, President Trump is on the wrong side of this issue, and it is straining. I talked to some people on the Hill today. It is super straining his entire relationship with a lot of Republicans alone over this thing. They have just went too far. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is best friends with Mohammed bin Salman, who, by the way, in Saudi Arabia, behind his back, they're calling him, instead of MBS, as he likes to be called, they're calling him Mr. Bonesaw.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I have friends in the kingdom, right?
So, yeah, so everybody realizes that. And do you think part of that is because of those ties, obviously, to the crown prince, and also because of the precarious nature of oil and relationships with the Saudis? You know, what do you make of the president choosing the wrong side, as you say?
Well, the president's choosing issues like, well, they buy so much equipment. Well, if Mohammed bin Salman is not there, they still will buy our equipment. And
yeah,
the president says business ties. If MBS isn't there, they still will have business ties. I believe that, you know, 100% of this is generated by his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is, you know, standing up for the friendship with this guy to the president, convincing him, hey, you know, this just isn't accurate, when his own CIA says, you know, he ordered it. So I think it's the influence of the son-in-law in this case. And it's amazing to see President Trump expending so much capital over defending a guy who, by the way, Kate, eventually the Saudis will get rid of him. They're a business kingdom. They really don't even care about political issues. They care about money.
They care about money. Absolutely. You nailed
it.
Yeah, that's it. How about this story about Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, who's weighing placing term limits on Democratic chairmen to try to lock down the votes needed to secure the Speaker's gavel, basically. Flush that out for us. What's that about?
Well, sure. When I got elected, I was in the Contract with America class. We came in, and Newt Gingrich and, we called them the old bulls, the guys that have been around forever, you know? And they were so angry at Newt, he said, we will have term limits. You will only serve 6 years as a chairman, except unless your House administration, which I chaired, or rules where the Speaker appoints only. But everything else is term limit. Newt started that. He created it. And then it kind of went away, right? So I think Nancy is reviving that. Now, why that benefits her, Kate, to flush this out, as you say, is because all the incoming new people, they know that a chairman or a chair lady cannot sit there if the Democrats, let's say, control it for 20 years. They can't sit there, and you don't have to wait 20 years to become a chair. All you have to wait is like six, whatever they said it. It's a great political move by Nancy Pelosi that actually was created for the first time by Newt Gingrich back in 95.
Great move. Yeah. Interesting. I'm glad you told us that. How about this last one? House Dems are really putting pressure on Republicans to investigate these allegations that are flying around about voter fraud in North Carolina's 9th congressional district, one of the last midterm races that's still undecided. What do you make of that?
Right. Well, they have the power with elections through House administration. Steny Hoyer and I actually investigated a Sanchez election at one point in time. So the House does have the power to intervene if they so want to. Now, if it's not decided, then when Nancy Pelosi becomes Speaker, they could have House administration have a vote and go into it. But probably another committee could investigate the fraud aspect. I think something's going to happen because provisional ballots and a lot of controversy because of Georgia.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing, yeah. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bush returns to the church he spent 50 years worshiping in. We're talking about on the flip side.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm, 10 plus years. Woohoo! We are celebrating here. That is a mile marker, boy. When you hit 10 years, that's pretty good. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. Yeah, the next round's on me, America. So, I love that crowd. That's right. Woohoo! To the tall guy in the back. I have an announcement. We've been gathering some new affiliates, and one of them, it's pretty cool. It's WVWI 1000 AM. Sounds so small, right? But it's actually pretty big for the area. The area is Puerto Rico. So Charlotte, Amelie, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, that's where you've got that combined population of almost 500,000 people, I guess. And it just was interesting to look at it on a map. So a big shout out to all of you listening there, because I heard you'd be listening. So Leilani, Dawson, thank you. All these affiliates we care about. And, of course, we've got all kinds of affiliates all over the place. It's interesting, but one of my favorite places, and a place I used to go a lot, and I still do go, is Palm Springs. If you've never been to Palm Springs, and you have like an image of what Palm Springs is, take the image away if it's not good, because it's an amazing place. Even if you don't golf or play tennis or whatever, and so a shout out to Gary Wing, who is the general manager of KGX and KWXY in Palm Springs, because they carry the show and they put together just this great bio of me talking about the things that I like in Palm Springs, all the places I go when I go there. And they, it is like the coolest. I'm telling you, it's there's something like I relax the second I go into Palm Springs. It's there's the palm trees, the weather to me, the endless cool desert. I like the desert. And there's a lot of things to actually see and do in, you know, Palm Springs. And it's the best steak. And I've been, trust me, I'm a steak person, right? I'm not eating steak every night, but if I can get a good piece of steak once in a while, I like it, right? You know, I'm saying good. So there's a great place there called LG's. It's a place that's been around for a long time. And they have this filet mignon. They bring it. Have you ever had this, anybody listening, where you sit down and the filet mignon comes, right? And it's sizzling still. So the plate is sizzling. Like it's just keeping it nice and hot. Because a lot of people, by the time you get that steak, it could be this great steak, they get it, by the time they serve it to you, it's kind of, like sort of lukewarm. No, this is outstanding. It's like right the temperature you're supposed to eat the steak. So anyway, a big shout out to Palm Springs hometown talk station, KGX Real Talk. I'm very proud to be on that station as well. And then one other quick thing, because so many of you asked me about it, I'll tell you again. The book is called, Jake said to me, what's the name of that book you wrote? The Last Hand. No, it's not called The Last Hand. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life. Become the dealer. So you can get that on Amazon.com. And then another quick thing, we've got Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of this hour. Randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. You try to nail the score. If you nail the score, wow, party. Because you win the prizes and you win the bragging rights. And I think the bragging rights are huge. I like to call this odds and ends. So what don't we know that's going on that is kind of interesting that's happening across the U.S.? And one of the things is this most insane story that I read today, and I thought, no, this can't be right. What could have possibly led to this? But in Visalia, California, there's a teacher who was arrested after an Instagram video showed her forcibly cutting off at least one student's hair while singing the national anthem in her classroom. So it's the science teacher. Her name's Margaret Geisinger. She was arrested on suspicion of corporal injury to a child. Her bail was set at $100,000. So the social media thing goes out there, and it shows a student in a chair in front of the class, teacher cutting off portions of the student's hair. She then tosses the chunks of hair behind her. And you have to say, what is going on there? Then chops the hair again, his hair is a guy, and stands up and he stands up and moves further away from her. And she says, you're not done, and tells him to sit down. Other students begin to scream and run out of the classroom. She continues to sing as the students are running. So something is obviously not right here. It's unclear, you know, I guess her credential, her teaching credential was suspended a couple of times in 2007 and 2016, and then the suspension lasted 2 weeks each time, and that was it. I mean, she was back in the classroom, and so here you go. It's a high school that we're talking about in the College of the Sequoias Visalia campus, and that is quite shocking. No further details on that story. But can you imagine getting that phone call? Corporal punishment. This is what I'm doing. I can't see this woman teaching again. And, of course, she is in jail, so they'll figure it out. But I don't know. What do? You're that kid. You're in the classroom. You sit down, and you're probably not expecting that. And then he's moving away, but he's obviously being humiliated in front of the rest of the class. And for what reason and all of those details. I mean, there's no reason that you can come up with that possibly would say, well, that, yeah, that's exactly what you do. So very, very, very strange. Let's put it that way. All right. Bouncing from the bizarre singing and cutting off a kid's hair in a class. We moved to this story that is kind of interesting, I would say, is this story about what we're seeing with Fortnite and how obsessed kids are about playing Fortnite. I don't know. Have you ever played? I mean, so here's the question. As adults, and there's lots of people listening to us that are younger. Hello, Donovan. Fortnite is this addicting game that teenagers play and other people play. It's like this battle, right? And it's, I don't know, how can it relieve stress? People are saying it relieves stress, and then others are saying it's leading to stress. But people are obsessed with it. 200 million people play this game. And you can play it solo or squads or multiplayers. They call the multiplayers Battle Royale. And it feels very real. That's the thing. It's like you're in a world and you're moving around. And that's, I can see how that could be addicting. I mean, like, look, we had Mario Brothers. I was playing Mario Brothers. Or I wasn't really in the Pac-Man era. I was kind of on the cusp of that. Or Pac-Man, I guess. But people are playing this on phones, tablets, Macs, consoles hooked up to wall-sized TVs, and they're exposed to kind of this freaky cartoonish violence, I guess, and they're doing all these kind of, it feels like you're in a different world, I guess. And that's what the video gamers, the people who are really into it, say. You can pay for cosmetic upgrades, of course you can. And it doesn't actually impact the game, but your player can look better. And some people spend, you know, 100 plus to make the character look better that they have in Fortnite. Because they say they want to look like Tom Cruise or whoever. I don't get it. I do and I don't. I understand. It's raked in $1 billion. The people who put together Fortnite, bravo on them. It's an epic game because they've raked in $1 billion. And you're talking about tech that's paying off in 2018. That is crazy. And, you know, there's these other things. They've got the sale, they call them the sale of V-Bucks. It's the in-game currency that you use to purchase dances, which are called emotes, skins, and custom outfits for your in-game alter ego. So that's the thing. It feels real. That's what I think. I think because it feels so real-ish, and it is very different than how video games used to be, that's what really pulls people in. But how does it impact brain development? You know, that's that old argument about video games, right? All right, mailbag. Next, we're diving deep on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the Family Church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
More than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Let's dig in that mailbag, shall we? I would be waist high in real mail if, in fact, this wasn't virtual and you weren't hitting me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet with the KateDelaneyRadio.com address, clicking on contact and filling it out and letting it fly. But nonetheless, here we are, and I can breathe in the mailroom. So let's see, as we climb into the seat in front of the mail, I've got this one from Alan, who says, Ms. Delaney, I was wondering, I listened to you all over the place, and I was wondering, thank you, I was wondering what you thought of the XFL coming back. Do you think it will survive, and do you know anything about the cities that they've picked? Great question. There are 8 teams that are going to play games in 2020. That's when it comes about. And, of course, New York, New Jersey, Dallas has one. Houston, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Washington. Notice I know them off the top of my head because I must have gotten a zillion texts. They held a press conference and talked about it and then talked about, you know, who was going to be the commissioner and, some of what we could probably expect. And, you know, if you remember, there was an XFL. And the whole idea is it's different and shorter and, you know, not exactly like the NFL. In fact, faster games, fewer stoppages, in-game betting and fantasy. The best thing that happened to the idea of bringing the XFL around was betting. Because now they can use that at all those venues. And that would be a big test, I'm sure, for the NFL to see how they do that. The revival of it is, in a way, brilliant. Vince McMahon announced that they were going to do this, and they were rekindling it. So, you know, it was half-owned by him and NBC. The new version is funded entirely by McMahon. And he made it clear it wouldn't be anything like the original league, aside from having that same name, the XFL. And I think the gaming aspect of it is going to be heavily played on, that what's happening with the gambling side of it, because now that's not a big secret anymore, and it's not only in casinos in Vegas. You can, you'll be able to just do it out there, and there are other places to take action. So where does it go? I don't know. Pretty interesting, I would say. All right, let's move to this one from Joe. Hello, Kate. Hello, listeners of America Tonight. Happy holidays to everybody who is listening. I'm wondering if you know about the story about what's going on with the Saudi crown prince and the fact that even people in his own country aren't buying what's going on and they think that he should be gone. Yeah, there's no doubt. Listen, there's no doubt he was involved in this Khashoggi murder, the journalist who was writing for the Washington Post. And now that you've got the senators on the Hill, some of them anyway, planning to come up with a rebuke for this. So, you know, the idea that the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, gets away with it is absolutely ridiculous because somebody else jumps in there. Bob Corker, a Tennessee Republican, says they're trying to piece together different proposals into one plan to get this bipartisan consensus. Because you know why? They saw and heard the screams. I mean, look, they cut him to pieces and shot it and played the audio of it. They slaughtered him. It's outrageous, really. They slaughtered him. And then packed it up so everybody in the world could, you know, he doesn't care. Who knows? And so if the crown prince doesn't care, who knows? But yet people in the kingdom care about it. If you missed it at the top of the hour, Bob Ney joined us. He used to live over there. He said, and he has very deep connections, that they could care less if the prince is gone. So what will they do now, and how do you stop this whole idea, this horrific humanitarian crisis in Yemen even? I mean, that's a big deal. Senator Marco Rubio, Dianne Feinstein, Ed Markey, Todd Young, so you got Republicans and Democrats. Chris Coons, who's a Democrat from Delaware, talked about condemning the crown prince for a range of actions, including Yemen, the blockade in Qatar, the jailing of dissidents, and the killing of Khashoggi. And it's, of course, non-binding. It would just be added to this one is from Aaron, who says, Kate, nice to listen to you during my workouts. I download the show podcasted from TuneIn. I have it on my app, and I listen to it that way when I'm running, because I travel a lot. Sometimes I catch you live. What was your take on the interaction between Michelle Obama and George W. Bush? Well, they have a relationship, a pretty decent relationship, I guess. So GW was not, this is his dad, and he was upset, of course. and he addressed the crowd and got a little emotional. But beforehand, he, you know, people talk about, because there have been in situations where they're photographed near each other and whatnot. So he walked over to her side of the church in the front and handed her a mint at the state funeral of his father. And that, of course, had people smiling, and it was just one of those moments, the exchange between them. They were at a service in September for John McCain, and they were seated near each other, and he handed something to her, and she thanked him, and after that, it was a cough drop. So this is kind of like what it's become. It's this, you know, documented sort of friendship between the two of them. And, you know, listen, there's so many people that are trying to put into perspective what is the legacy of George H.W. Bush. There were certainly mistakes and backfires and miscues and criticisms galore. And then there were key moments where he shined, like any presidency. But the bottom line is the actual services and the send-off, I think, is just brilliant and so well done. And the fact that, of course, you lose a president and it's a day of mourning. And how do you recognize a day of mourning? Did you notice there was no mail service today? So it's suspended. That's what you do when you say goodbye to a president. That's how we do it. And it seemed to be pulled off rather well, I would say. How about this one? We bounce over to Mac. And Mac says, Kate, I don't know if you pay attention to award shows very much or not, but I think Kevin Hart is rather funny, and I think he grew up in the same city that you grew up in, and I'm kind of thinking about the Oscars, and I don't normally watch award shows, but he's funny, and maybe he'll make it interesting, and I do like the movies. I listen to your cheap movie review. So he's going to host the 2019 Academy Awards. Do you think he'll do a good job? Let me look into my crystal ball. Will he be funny? Will they laugh? Will he be able to pull it off? You know, so much of that is about writing, timing, the comic ability. I think he's got that ability. Jimmy Kimmel did the last couple of Academy Awards, and he just starred in a couple of comedies that he was funny in. I think he's funny. I think he'll be funny, I guess. You know, it's got to be some pressure to do, if you're asking me to really comment on this, there's got to be some pressure kind of to do an award show like the Oscars. Because whether they say, oh, the ratings are down, or who cares about that, or whatever, there's definitely an audience for it. And with an audience, a broad audience, the kind of jokes that he tells when he's unplugged wouldn't work for the Oscars, but he can have clean material, so I would imagine it's going to be clean. And I think he could, I don't know, I think he can pull it off. Yeah. He's done how many shows in his life, from struggling to really making it? And he always talks about that he laughs when people think that it just happened and he's an overnight success. And he says, no, it still takes hard work. And he talks about the crazy amount of work that goes into it. So he'll be prepped and he'll be ready to handle it. I guess that's my take, if you want my honest take on the situation. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Anyway, one last one here comes to us from Gundy. Fake Nikes or real Nikes? Seized at the border. Yeah, I saw that. 1.7 million of counterfeit sneakers. Customs and Border Patrol dudes found them. A shipment, 9,000 of them. Boom. They were from China. They were headed to California. They thought something looked a little off. And it was a little off. Trademarks were a little off. They caught them. That's the bottom line. Wow. All right, we're nailing the score next here on America Tonight.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every week, one of the things we do, and one of the things you would do in a man cave, is discuss the NFL at some point, whether you're a huge fan or not. You might be a fan of just one of the teams. So the idea here is we're getting ready to do that nail the score thing. Check it out.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, it is. It is time to nail the score. I feel confident that somebody in this crew, in fact, will nail the score by the time it's all said and done. In the past, I've said this before, we have had a couple of winners, so that's the good news. That bodes well that perhaps this time around we'll get somebody that will win as well. You just have to jump on the line, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Again, you don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing bingo. I don't know how to play bingo. I would sit there with a marker, and they'd call the numbers, and I would, you know, hit the numbers. So you're just picking numbers. Don't fear nail the score. I do get a handful of emails every week, so I'll remind everyone of that. You can also send me an email, who you think's going to win, what's the score? And do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com. That's it. So simple. Game of the week. Boy, there really could be a lot of different games that could be plucked out as a game of the week, like the Ravens and the Chiefs. That would be one that I would say that could be a game of the week. Another one that looks pretty good to me, Rams and the Bears. You think of the kind of season the Bears are having, and then you look at the high-octane offense of the Rams. This is at Soldier Field. Could be a little bit different. I think that has the makings of probably a great game. But to me, the game of the week, because of playoff implications and what it can mean, the Eagles and the Cowboys, they're playing at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And 4 games ago, that's when the Cowboys got rolling, when they beat their nemesis, the Philadelphia Eagles. If the Eagles win, then they're 7-6. The Cowboys are 7-5. Dallas is favored by 3.5 points. I'm just giving you a little flavor here. Favored by 3.5 points in this. Not too much. I mean, they have home field advantage, but not even a touchdown. I mean, this game could go, to me, just my quick analysis, this game could go, you know, one of two ways, I think. It's either going to be a close game, or the Cowboys blow out the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles blow out the Cowboys. So if it's a blowout, then you know, you're starting to hear a score, you know it's on the other side of this, and it's the Cowboys. It's not going to be the other way around. It's too much is at stake for both teams, and especially the boys who are rolling. They've found their rhythm, and finding that rhythm is what's been so key in the last four. Looking at what will happen, you're going to see, I think, a lot of different looks because of some of the injuries to the Eagles, and they're nursing a few of them here in these next couple of days, but it's important on both sides of this, either keeping the momentum or staying alive for the Super Bowl winning champs. So enough about me giving you analysis, because paralysis by analysis, you're just picking numbers, my friends. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
It's a banner day in Texas. What the Cowboys have been off for a month? Haven't played forever?
They haven't played since Thanksgiving, so they've had some time off, you're right, and they're working out hard.
Yeah, so they should be well and ready. Tan rested and ready, okay. 38-35, Cowboys.
There you go, a close one, I like it. And I like that prediction, so Cowboys, 38-35. Pete, you are locked and loaded, as they say. Thank you very much, sir. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas as well. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. 31-24, Texas.
31-24, Dallas Cowboys. Okay, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a good game.
How about my birthday? I didn't get nothing from you.
Yeah, I must have got lost in the mail.
11-23-46, baby. I mean, you know, I'm 72. Where's my present?
72.
I got nothing from you. Hell, I have to resort to my girls.
Oh, Dan in Texas. Did you have a good birthday?
Well, yeah, baby.
I still can't believe it. There's just no way you're in your 70s at all, period. It's crazy.
Well, I don't feel like it either. I feel like I'm about 45, 46, somewhere along there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I've been living the good life.
Yes, I am. Well,
nice.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we got to come up with some jokes. That's what we'll do. For your birthday, we'll do another joke-off He tells a joke, I tell a joke. And then then I'll throw it out to the listeners, Dan, and we'll see who is funnier. Right? He's always funny. Nathan Reeder, he's in our mothership. Nathan, you get to level a guess. What do you think?
Yeah, let's make it real close. We'll make it tight. We'll make it 28-24 Cowboys.
Cowboys. 28-24 Cowboys. All right, I like it. If Nathan wins, he gets a pack of Chiclets.
Yay.
Yay. Or no, he gets a pack of Chiclets and he gets a lifetime supply of pens. Because the dirty little secret is, at the mothership in Minneapolis, there is a pen thief. They can never find pens anywhere.
Hey, you gotta make that deal real if it happens, man.
It will, because no pens. Nobody ever has a pen. I'm like, are you kidding? Pens are so cheap, but somebody steals them, apparently, and they're gone.
Yeah, chewed and thrown.
Chewed and thrown. All right, so we got a problem. Got a problem at the old spaceship up there in Minneapolis. We're going to work on that. It's interesting. For me, it's hard for me to pick this game, right? Because I've told this story. And in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I tell this story. I traveled with the Dallas Cowboys, and I saw what that was like. It was like being with rock stars. It didn't matter. In Philadelphia, they had fans. In New York, they had fans. And Green Bay, they had fans. And so I covered them, you know, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, etc. And the Eagles are my hometown team. I grew up just outside of Philly. In fact, you could get from where I grew up in over the bridge in New Jersey to Philly in 15 minutes. You could get to that stadium in 15 minutes. And Philly has not looked good. Philly has injuries. They don't look good. I think it's even the wins that they've had, I'm looking at, you know, how they've played. The Redskins were so beat up, they you know, ended up taking it from the Redskins. But you look at the win against the Giants, barely. You look at the blowout loss to the Saints. Okay, so the Saints, high octane. Cowboys last time around beat them by a touchdown, 27-20. But it's just a really messy year for Philly. Really messy. I like some of the connections. We have Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz and, you know, what that hookup is like with those two. Golden Tate's been a great addition. They, you know, we're waiting to see this explosive offense. So having said that, I'm going in the opposite direction from the rest of you. I say the Eagles win it by a score of 28-24, the opposite of what Nathan said. Good luck to everybody else who sent me a guess. I hope somebody nails the score, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of my show. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight.
You get that feeling when you wake up still drunk. Keep it moving while your bullets still filled up. Watch your step, man, that's so dangerous. I keep my distance cause you're living life dangerous. Dangerous. You're living dangerous.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.